I'm Joanne.
I'm Nia.
I'm Mika.
I'm Jet, baby.
I'm Wendy.
I'm Gavin.
I'm Linda.
I'm Jessica.
I'm Jeremy.
I'm Edward.
I'm Eric.
I'm Lily.
And this is Banana Hot Talk.
Live news, live information. This is BNN Newsline.
Only wanted to go before weekend. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to BNN Newsline. I'm Gavin.
Long time no see, sluts. I'm your loving Linda.
Recently, a young man's death has set up public concern. The 20-year-old student Wei Zexi died of synovial sarcoma, a rare form of cancer. When he was still alive, Wei said he received distorted information on cancer treatment from Baidu's search engine. It cost about 200,000 yuan for Wei and his family for the treatment from the hospital he found on Baidu. However, the hospital later turned out to be not qualified for the curative effect it had announced. The useless treatment undoubtedly wasted Wei's precious time for a proper treatment and a big amount of money as well. After the incident, hospitals like the one Wei received his treatment in, run by companies from Putian and Baidu, were massively accused of misguiding advertisement,
which turns out to be a deception. Both Baidu and the hospital lied to the poor boy.
Sadly, countless lies exist in the society. Since you don't want to be a victim of these lies, you have to be familiar with them. Next time, when you search information on Baidu, remember to avoid results with the mark Tuiguang.
Attention guys, lies can be in your cell phones too. You may have received messages saying that it's from Nigerian prince officials and they have a big amount of funds trapped in Nigeria. So they need your assistance to transfer the funds into your account. And they promise that after they transfer the funds to their foreign account successfully, you will get 10% of the millions of dollars as reward. During the transaction, they will ask you to pay a tiny amount of money as commission charge and tips for the officials. Once you pay, the prince and his officials will soon vanish. Of course, the Nigerian prince can sometimes be the princess of Qing Dynasty or the grandchild of Sun Yat-sen. No matter who requires your help, they disappear after you pay.
I know it might sound ridiculous, but people just keep being fooled. I just can't get it. Now I know we said things, did
things that we didn't mean, and we fall back into the same. So in the following parts of bananas, you will be more aware of the patterns of the fraud, or the tao lu, we say in Chinese.
And that's all for today's BNN Newsline. This is Gavin speaking. See you again.
See you guys.
Hello, my dear audience. This is BNN Mini Theater.
Hey, there she is.
Hey, you? How long has it been, my favorite girl in town?
Well, you tell me, Miss You?
How things?
Good. How's the perfect husband?
Adam has been great, thanks for asking. How's your situation?
You know, same old, same old.
Actually, I'm glad I'm running into you like this. My car just got towed, and my wallet and my cell phone were in there. Could you possibly lend me some money for cab fare or...
Yes, absolutely. Here's 50.
Oh, thank you.
I want to make sure you get back to your home in...
Time for dinner, I hope.
Anyway, thanks. You are the best.
Hey, Mom.
Oh my God, last time I saw you, you were so small. So, I better run. See you around, girl.
Mom, that lady just scanned you.
No, she didn't.
It's a classic scan. Just think about it, okay? Do you know her name? Do you recognize her at all? Besides, she never mentioned your or Dad's or my name. And I swear I've never seen her face my entire life.
No, you need to learn to trust people. I'm just helping a friend. Get this. If she don't know me, how could she know you are my son?
Because I called you Mom?
Well, then how could she know you used to be small?
Mom.
Oh my God, the lying bitch!
Oh, look, Mom. That's she over there calling a cab.
Let's go and teach the liar lesson. Hey, Miss Full of Garbage! If you think you can steal money from me by pretending you are someone I know, wow, lady, you are messing with the wrong girl.
Joanne, I'm Dr. Mika. I delivered your son.
Huh. So that explains why I thought I'd never seen her.
Alright, what's up, guys? Welcome to Banana Hot Talk. This is Edward.
And this is Dormy.
So, today here with us today, we have Neil.
Hooray, Neil!
Okay, and that's all for Neil. And Joanne.
Hey, guys.
And we have, is that Mika? Oh, yeah.
Why is that? Because I just broke up.
Oh, really? You broke up?
Just? No.
Long ago.
Yeah, it's long
okay,
ago.
We don't care. And Jessica.
Hello, guys. I'm Jessica.
Oh, yeah, okay. Whatever. And I'll be the only anchor today. And
what?
Oh, Jeremy, you're here? I'm sorry.
Are you blind or not?
Yeah, I'm with Jeremy. So today, anchoring the show. Come on, guys. So
you guys better stop teasing us. Okay.
For what?
Yeah, for what? Okay, actually, I'm sorry to, broke the atmosphere, kind of, you know, the, very happy and light atmosphere here, because, I have really kind of a sad thing to announce,
We don't care. Okay, let's move on.
Oh my God! I mean, this is
okay,
gonna
okay,
be...
Okay, tell us.
It's gonna be my last time here in Banana.
What? Why?
Die?
Oh my God.
No, Neil.
You have cancer?
I won't die just because I looked at you. I looked at you for already a year. I have like resistance to that, okay? It's because, you know, I kind of have plans for next week, which is time for our last show. And so I probably won't make it. So I guess guys are just, you know, goodbye.
Oh.
Okay, I'm just kidding.
We're
kidding.
Who cares? Whatever.
Who cares about
you? Being absent.
Oh my God, I'm out of this show. Oh my God, I'm
goodbye, the word.
Don't come back again.
Oh dear audience, I can't believe this, but I was really gonna go, okay? I was not faking. I was really gonna go because I'm a man, but I know, dear audience, that you guys are so gonna miss me. So I guess I'm gonna finish my show today, okay? It's not for you guys, okay? It's for my dear audience.
So how did you guys just find out Edward was lying?
Edward was always lying.
Yeah.
No, I'm not.
Edward.
I don't lie all the time. I mean, I at least I kill half of my sentences.
I'm gonna tell you an anecdote that Edward's name was originally Gulch.
No, it's Goguo, okay?
It's spelled in Goguo, but in English it means liar. Gulch.
I didn't know that word, right? At first I had to make an English name and I thought Goguo was a pretty cool English name and it's spelled like G-O-U-G-E. And I don't know which asshole just searched that word on the Youdao dictionary, and it turned out that actually means liar. And that's so not me, so I think it's a
better. That's so you.
Maybe. Sometimes I kind of do lie. A little bit. But you guys gotta lie too. Can you tell me that you guys never told a lie? Who can say that?
To tell me if that sentence is a lie, you said that Nika is extremely sexy with extremely long legs. Is that your lie?
Oh my god, it's so long.
When is that line happen?
Yeah, I don't remember saying
that. On that show, we choose the best man for the takeout episode. For Gavin? Oh, for Joanne.
You know, I don't actually remember that I said that. Actually, I didn't want to answer that question. But anyway, let's go on, okay? So, tell me, what kind of lies have you guys told in your life? Or like, don't tell me you never told lies. But you just said that Edward likes telling lies, and that's a huge lie.
My roommate said Neil was good looking.
Yeah, which one? I don't remember you have a blind roommate.
Maybe because you are blind.
That's
yeah.
Okay, Neil.
He's blind and...
Well, yeah, I know that some people tend to
what
like,
you are inferring.
Alien kind of look. But yeah, anyway, so how about Jessica? Have you told any lies in your life?
Lots of lines. Lots of lies.
You know, come up with a specific one that's, you know, pretty interesting and stupid and really regret
and a
now.
Successful one.
Yeah.
No, there was no successful one. When I was
always spelling lying.
Yeah, I was not. When I told lies, I began to, you know, sweat in my palms, and I sweat in my palms.
Okay. Jessica sweats her pants when she tells lies. So people can tell that Jessica's telling a lie by, you know, her pants are dribbling like sweat.
Oh my god, I'm so
sorry. I'm not a very good liar. When I told lies, my palms are sweat and my fingers are twist and even my eyes were open widely. So I'm not a good liar.
That's not telling a lie. You got struck by thunder. I mean,
I was
too
nervous.
Finger twitching.
I was so nervous and feel guilty when I tell lies. When I was a very, very little girl, I fell in love with a taekwondo class, the monitor of our class. He was 2 years older than me when I was a very little, very little girl. And there was one show, he chose one girl and one boy to be with him to go on the show.
Can't be one boy? That's a really open door.
There was a lot of, 20 students in that class, and our monitor chose one boy and one girl to play on that show with him. We all turned back, and he slapped on our shoulders. That means you are chosen.
Okay. First I gotta kind of stop you. Can you like tell your story completely within 200 words? Thank you.
You know, he didn't slap on my shoulders.
Yeah, he slapped your face instead.
Maybe you should use tap on your
tap. Shoulder. Okay, he didn't tap on my shoulder. Uh-huh. And I feel so sad at the moment.
Okay, what does that have to do with a lie?
After class, he told me separately. After class. He said, you're not sad, don't you? I said, no, I'm not sad.
Oh. You call that a lie?
So what's your definition of a lie?
Come on, Jessica, welcome to the real world.
Why did he ask you whether you're sad or not?
I don't know, when, 5 years or 6 years later, when I go back to my hometown, we just come across on the street, and we, passed by our shoulders, and then after a few steps, we both turned back to look each other. That's a true story. He looked at me and...
You're not, filming a drama or anything? Yeah. It's actually in real life?
It's real life.
Is there background music?
No, there's no background music, just in my hometown. She looked back. He looked at me, and I looked at him.
So that's a really dramatic story.
No, and he said, "Do you remember me?" And I said, "Yes." And then we separated. That's the after that, I have never seen him before.
Maybe you should say no, and that's a lie.
And yeah, that's even a better lie than the you know. Yeah.
So what's the point?
Yeah, I don't know. So obviously. Right, Jessica's a good girl because she's never tell lies, but she's kind of stupid because she can't get the question right.
You're stupid.
Let's come to Neil. You definitely tell lies, right? Because where else it's impossible for you to get a girlfriend. So tell me, what kind of lies, what kind of trump cards, cheating methods did you use?
Actually, yesterday I told a lie to someone. I went to the 798th district and... there's a lady asked me, "Hey boy, do you believe in God?"
Uh-huh.
And I said, "Sorry, I didn't." And she kept asking and tried to persuade me to believe in them. And I said, "I believe in Judaism." And she asked me, "Don't you believe in God? Because Judaism believes in God." Big mistake, lie.
So probably she's... Do you think she believed you, like, at last? Did you, like...
No, definitely she didn't.
Your hairstyle definitely is like, you know, someone who believes in dualism.
Why?
I don't know, because it's weird, maybe.
So it's a kind of a stupid lie.
Yeah, it is. Very stupid.
I mean, come on, guys. No offensive, okay, but you guys' lies are so lame.
So what about your lies?
I don't tell lies, so
Really? Is that a lie?
I'm the anchor, okay? Shut up. Joanne! Joanne! What lies have you told?
Usually when I find the boy is going to chase me or not, I told him that I'm already taken. So that's
a bad lie.
I always said that.
Yeah, you're lying to yourself.
Whatever, I want to be single.
Is that a lie?
Oh, that, no, that is the big lie, right? So... That is actually a lie. So the story that Joanne has told, just forget it. Right? She said, "I want to be single." Now that is a lie. Okay, so I got your point. What about Mika?
The biggest lie I've ever told is that I said Edward is very handsome. So I feel very sorry to my dear audience that I have said that in our show. So yeah, here is an apology. We accepted it.
Now, do you guys feel me killing you guys with my view sight?
Aren't you blind?
Okay, that's it.
It seems you are all very green in lying. So, have you ever met some veteran liars? What do you think is the most efficient lying technique they use?
I think before you lie to somebody, you need to lie to yourself. Just like Joanne did it just now. She said she wants to be single. We don't buy that because she doesn't really mean it.
Yeah, that's a really good example. It's very, very, very persuasive.
The most skillful lie is a lie that the listener knows is a lie, but she believes it.
So you mean you have to have a stupid listener?
No. Like a lie that you are handsome and you are willing to accept it.
Because I know it's not a lie.
It is.
So you're so stupid.
Okay, that's it. Oh my god.
The first time.
Being beaten.
Yeah.
Knocked off.
Congratulations, guys. You have grown a lot.
First, you have to persuade yourself. And second, you have to have a credulous listener. And what else?
You know, there was disturbing phenomenon right lately before, and there was a granny who asked for money on the C street, and there were lots of students who are, you know, sympathetic to her, so they gave the money.
the granny don't ask for 100 or 200. She don't ask for that much. She just ask for 5 yuan or 10 yuan to buy a, you know, something like to eat and to take a to buy a ticket to go to the bus station or something like that. You know, no one wants to believe that is a lie, because everyone wants to help someone who is really helpless. So I think that's a good lie, particularly because literally because it takes advantages of the people's good heart, and you know, it didn't take too much. It takes just little by little by little to achieve a lot of things, and that's really a, you know, a bad behavior, because the students in our school, they're all very kind-hearted, and they don't want to believe that that's a lie, but that actually is. So next time when you come across with this kind of people, you don't know how to judge that kind of things, if it's a lie or if it's not. So I think it's a very sad truth, and next time if you come across this kind of people, maybe it's really a lie, but I'd rather to choose to believe them, because I don't think they can deprive me of the kind heart.
And every time you come across them, you give them the money they ask for?
No.
You just said you choose to believe them.
I choose to believe them.
And
so
I ignore them?
No, so I buy them food. I buy them food and take them to the station, but I don't give them money. I don't want that kind of money to be something that is bad for their heart or for their life. I don't want they use the money to buy drugs or to buy something, you know, cigarette that's bad for their health. If they want food, I give them food. If they want to go to the bus station, I take them to the bus station, but I don't want to lead them to a wrong path.
I kind of agree on what you did, but I can't really agree on your reason. I mean, are you really stupid or what? So you're afraid that they're going to use your money to buy drugs and cigarettes? Are you serious or are you just kidding me? I mean, if you're just trying to be humorous, you did a really good job. But
yeah, that's my humorous.
Okay.
And Joanne, well, just like Mika said, you need to believe in yourself about what you said. And I'm really mean that I want to be single, but you are not stupid listeners.
Except Edward. Ha ha ha. Ha ha, so funny.
Our guests made very good points, but let's see what's the most frequent liar. Gouge has something to tell us.
Okay, first of all, I think what you guys just said is actually kind of, you know, the real lies in the real world. But, you know, even though maybe I'm a professional liar, but usually I just, you know, I cheat people for fun, just to make fun of them. Right? I'm actually an honest person. And so I think first I have to say, I definitely agree with Mika. When you lie to someone, you have to lie to yourself first. You have to make yourself believe in it.
Like, I'm handsome, right?
Yeah. No, I don't have to make myself to believe in that.
You're poisoned by yourself.
So, the point is, for example, if you say I have a stomach ache now, right? Which is very useful, because when someone wants you to do something that you don't want to do, it's always a very good excuse. You have to really kind of feel the pain. You're like, oh my God. Oh, wait a minute. Stop it. Right. So you have to actually kind of, yeah, feel the pain even though there's no pain. And second,
then you are having a stomach.
Yeah. And second, you know, it actually kind of need talent, because you have to be kind of, you know, a good actor. and you can't, you know, you have to have a high. And second, you have to learn, you know, to control your laughter, right? Because some people, when they lie, they want to lie to you that, you know, there's a homework that actually doesn't exist. And they're like, today there's actually a homework. and even Neo can tell that it's a lie. So, yeah, that's probably it. But you know what?
Have you finished? I'm tired.
You can take a nap. I'm not stopping you.
Nap, next step. Next question, okay?
Hey, I wonder, Edward, have you ever lied to Doremi? Not for a pet?
Okay, the next topic is...
Tell us.
Actually, yes.
So let's hear what Edward wants to say.
Okay, so Jeremy just said I can live for another like
10 minutes.
Also, you've already listed the techniques in line. We can't help being cheated sometimes. So can you give us some examples about the experiences you've been tricked?
Yeah, like when you're small, your parents probably told you like if you don't sleep, the big bad wolf's gonna eat you or something like that.
Actually, I consider myself as a very easy buyer. I just buy everything people told me. I can't remember anything in my childhood that last week I was doing a physics experiment, and when I got to the classroom, the teacher was not there, and all my classroom was standing, laughing, talking, and I was like, oh my god, what's happening? Where is the teacher? And one of my classmates told me, oh my god, we already finished the experiment. We're going to dorm. And I said, okay. And then I really got back. and I was like, because we do the physics experiment in two teams, and I asked the last team, do you have so many people doing in your team? Because my teammates told me that ours are already finished. And she told me, oh my god, are you stupid? Oh my god! And I just run as possibly as I can to the classroom, and I was already late. And my teacher just gave me a very judging look, and I was like so embarrassed.
I'm out of words.
Yeah. Sorry, Mika. I'm really sorry about you being stupid, but it's okay. You're probably not the only one being stupid. I'm pretty sure Neil has an interesting story to tell us too.
First, oh, I didn't have an interesting story. I just wanted
okay, to then, what about Jessica?
I just want to say there's two stupid listeners in this room now.
Okay, what about Jessica?
My ex-boyfriend had lied to me that he loved me, and he loved me forever, and I believe that. And this time, actually today, one of my friends told me that he had said something to his friends that he feel relaxed just leaving me, and he said, that's a good experience to leave my ex-girlfriend behind because it's time for me to start a new life. That's the bad, that's the worst, worst lie I've ever heard. I will not, never, ever, ever believe him again.
Maybe he wasn't lying when he said that.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a good point.
So what's the point of lying to his best friend?
When he was with you. And he said, I will love you forever. Maybe he knew it.
No, I mean, what's the point when he told lies to his best friend? You know, two boys, the best friend between boys, could be a really good relationship instead of girlfriend or something like that. So when boy told his best friend, that could be true. So I...
Well, I'm too clever to buy this.
Okay,
Oh my god.
Really, that is it?
So I'm single because I don't believe a guy will love me forever.
Yeah.
That's a lesson for everyone. Don't ever buy that.
Yeah.
You can become the goddess of me.
Okay, you guys are actually giving me a really big pressure.
You can tell the story.
Have you ever said I will love you forever?
Jeremy, don't buy that.
Are you confessing on me? Didn't you just tell me you're gonna love me forever?
I said, have you ever told somebody that you
will Oh my god, forever? You scared the crap out of me.
Tell her now. Now is
so
the time.
So what lie did you told me just for fun? The question was not stopping.
I don't remember that question.
Please replay it.
Alright.
Okay, the last question. We've talked about the technique of lying, and now we
I want to know what's your secret of discerning a liar? What's the signs of people lying? Like Edward, he will start frowning, and that's
don't
the
tell
sign
that
of
everybody. Come on.
I really hope that you guys could share something with me because I'm just such an easy buyer. Well, you need to know more about the guy who's lying to you. Like Jessica, we all know that when she's lying, her pants get wet.
Not my pants, my palms, okay.
Okay, so she put her palms in her pants.
You, Edward.
And Edward is absolutely a liar, so we all know that.
Oh, so whatever I
every
say is a
word,
lie?
Every yeah. word is a lie.
That's yeah. a trick. Everson
is a lie. Neil's good looking.
Remember that.
Okay, fuck you, Edward. And I think you know he's lying when he's lying. You are never fully tricked by someone.
What?
You just choose to believe his lie, I think.
I kind of agree with Neil because every time I want to lie, I have the concern that others will tell that I'm lying. And I kind of believe that everyone will tell that whatever I said is a lie.
You know, when you tell lies, instead of, there is a common sense that if we tell lies, we have to avoid eye contact with each other. But the truth is, when someone is really telling a lie, he'd rather to look you right into the eyes. He'd rather staring at you, you know. Just stand there still. Yeah. He looked you right in the eyes directly, and then he stand there still, and he didn't even move. Just to pretend that he is very calm and to tell you the lie, but the truth is he is telling the lie. But someone, you know, even nearly everybody don't know that, and they don't believe that a man, such a sincere man, look you right into the eyes is telling a lie.
I think it's another trick, because if a man is telling a lie, maybe he's less confident than telling the truth. So he must muster up his courage to look you in the eye and stand still to convince himself.
You're telling lies.
To convince himself he's telling the truth.
Okay, I think they're all very good points. So I hope after today's show, you guys, right, don't get cheated. So I hope that after today's show, you guys don't get, you know, cheated so easily like before. And Mika, I heard that if you give me $2 million, you tend to have good luck.
Oh my god, I was showering me at looking me right in the eye. So by Jessica's trick, he's lying to me.
So dear listeners, you see, even Mika now can tell that I'm telling a lie. So I hope that this episode has done as much help to you guys as well. And
I have one last question.
Okay, that's all to today's Banana Hot Talk. And guys, we love you so much. That is no lie. Bye-bye. See you next week. Bye!
Mio, what's your question?
I'm sorry, though. And I wonder, as Mika can tell lies, and I want to confirm that Edward is a stupid listener, so Dormy, have you ever lied to Edward?
Oh.
What am I doing today?
Did I?
I don't know. It's your turn answering the question.
Then no! Oh, yes. You are handsome.
So that's all for today's Banana Hot Talk.
See you next week!
Bye!
更多节目，下载荔枝FM收听。